1-800-449-8686.
There's a lawsuit being filed in Southern California, one neighbor against another, and it has to do with the man's Afghan dogs. A man by the name of Roy Hutchins sued by Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. Mr. Bozell is joining us now from, I understand you're at the movies with your daughter? Okay, Mr. Bozell, if you're there.
Yes, sir.
I understand you're at the movies?
That's correct, sir. We're waiting in line to see Monsters, Inc.
Waiting to see her. Is it your daughter and you have a son, too?
Yes, sir. I got my daughter, April, who is 7, and my son, Steve Jr., who is 10.
Tell us about the situation at your home. You're concerned that that you might have scared your kids?
Well, I have a next-door neighbor, Mr. Hutchins, who you mentioned. He purchased a couple of dogs 3 weeks. Excuse me. He purchased a couple of dogs 3 weeks ago. I'm not really much for dogs, and I don't like necessarily my neighbors having them for a variety of reasons, whether they're dirtying up your lawn or they're barking. In this instance, they're digging under a redwood fence that I put up.
They were digging under a redwood fence?
That is correct. I also found out subsequent to that, because I talked with Roy about it, that they are Afghan hounds. The Afghan hound is obviously a dog that is trained in Afghanistan. My understanding is it could be an animal trained in Afghanistan by the Taliban to be hostile toward anyone that the animal's trained to be hostile toward. I mean, I fly a flag. I vote for Bush. I got a next-door neighbor who's more of a liberal Democrat. His wife cooks Middle Eastern food and this kind of thing.
All right, you hold on. You are suing a friend of yours for what?
I'm suing Mr. Hutchins for mental cruelty. I had to complain here. I'm suing for mental cruelty and for emotion and I don't have the complaint, Mr. Henry.
All right, well, maybe we can get that complaint from your attorney, but you're suing him because he's got Afghan hounds.
That is correct.
Do you know anything about dogs?
I know that the Afghan is a dog that is called that because it's from Afghanistan. And I also know that these two dogs have been trying to tunnel under my back fence. Now, dogs may or may not tunnel under back fences, but if you put the fact together that Mr. Hutchins is more of a liberal Democrat, the fact that these dogs are tunneling under fences and that these dogs are Afghan hounds, that poses a threat. And I did get very concerned when I saw that the animals were tunneling under my back fence.
You're concerned because these are Afghans.
I'm concerned with that. I'm concerned with the fact that they tunnel. I also have the fact that these animals are trained in some way to intimidate me. What I mean by that is when I come home from work at night, both of the dogs are sitting by the fence staring at me. I also have noticed late at night on television, when I'm watching TV with my wife, I can look out my back sliding glass door and I can see my neighbor's fence, and I can see one of the dogs staring at me at that time, obviously trained by Mr. Hutchins to intimidate me. So I ran into the house, and I was screaming at the time because I was very afraid that the Afghans were trying to tunnel in. And my children were completely frightened to the point where they couldn't sleep in their own beds. My son, Steve Jr., and my daughter, April.
All right, I got to interrupt you, Mr. Bozell. You're afraid that your neighbor's dogs, these Afghans, they're Afghan hounds. I don't know anything about dogs.
Right, well, you have to understand an Afghan hound originated in Afghanistan.
And is trained by the Taliban to intimidate?
Yes, sir. And what I use as my proof of that is because I look over there and the dog's staring at me when I come home. It's also staring at me while I'm watching TV, and it also tried to tunnel in. And I wouldn't have scared my children by running into the house had Mr. Hutchins, who owns the dog, had not had Afghans tunneling into my home. And my question is, at what point am I allowed to protect my family? All right?
Okay, well, look, Mr. Bozell.
At what point am I allowed? These people are gathering for their Afghan Hound Club meeting, but at what point do I get to? And the other thing is these dogs were staring at me, as I mentioned.
You say that your daughter, your wife, you and Melanie's your wife, right?
That is correct.
were watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you said you never missed this, and you had this sense that someone was looking at you?
I had a very strange sense someone was looking at me. And I looked out, and I saw Cody, who is one of the two dogs, are Cody and Fletcher. And Cody, who hates my living guts, because every time I walk up the driveway, he barks at me, was staring me down, trying to stare me down. And I said to my wife, I'll be a son of a, you know, I used a bad word. That dog is trying to intimidate me. My wife had a nightmare of one of the Afghans also having some kind of sexual relations with her. And these are the things that I think, and the doctor said it was because of stress. So I'm thinking about killing the dogs, and then I thought about...
Well, you can't do that.
No, but then I thought about I would sue. And so I'm going to sue for mental cruelty, and I have the sheet right here if you want me to read it.
Go ahead. You are suing your neighbor for mental cruelty and for what?
And for inflicting murderous intent, because I want to murder the dogs additionally. I think it only prudent during this time of war for a country to at least intern dogs that could be a hazard to us, and whether it's a German Shepherd or Irish Setter or anything. And this is an Afghan. During World War II, you had the Germans. During another kind of war, you had maybe the Chinese or something. I may be crazy, but ask yourself this. What if I'm not, and you come home and you see a chow dog staring at you or a Pekingese?
So this is your complaint?
This is my lawsuit, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Mr. Stephen Bozell, your neighbor, Roy Hutchins, has two Afghan dogs that you say were trying to tunnel into your yard.
Yes, sir.
Because you believe Afghan dogs are trained?
They are trained in Afghanistan, obviously, to have hostile intent.
So Afghan dogs have some hostile intent toward Americans, and therefore these things were trying to tunnel into your yard to do what, sir?
I think it's just to intimidate. More than anything, just intimidate.
And they were staring you down?
The two dogs were staring at me, yeah. And so, this is what I'm saying.
So you're suing your neighbor because he put these dogs...
He put the dogs up to it. I'm sure the dogs, given their own resources, would never have messed with me. But I'm sure he talked to the dogs and had them do it. And I don't know whether he promised them extra food or whatever. Animals of ethnic background, I think...
Well, certainly you cannot believe that the German Shepherd was developed by the Germans to hurt America, or the Scottish Terrier.
I don't know, but I will say this. We are at a war kind of a thing. We're in the war kind of deal. How come these Afghans are there? How come they are allowed to intimidate?
Now, let's just so people know what an Afghan hound looks like.
It's long and shaggy. It's big.
But my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Afghan is one of the dumbest dogs... around.
No, sir, no, sir. No, sir, no, sir.
The Afghan is not stupid.
No, sir, it is extremely smart, and it will stare you down, and it can intimidate and can frighten a man very deeply. Yes, sir.
All right, so the Afghan dogs that your neighbor has, Irish Setters, Scottish Terriers, American dogs, Golden Retrievers, they're okay.
That is correct. I can tell you I had a very good experience with a collie dog when I was a boy. I had a tree fell on my leg. And I could not. I was pinned. I couldn't get out. And the collie ran for help. And I'll never forget that dog. And I love that animal so much.
Do you still have him?
No, sir. He got run over by a car.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
I was driving it. I mean, I didn't know what I was...
Okay, 1-800, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. The Afghan, which I thought was one of the stupidest dogs going, this guy says his neighbor has two Afghan dogs, which he believes... are animals trained by the Afghanistanis to intimidate Americans. The dogs have tried to tunnel into his yard as well as stare at him when he gets home from work. He's suing his neighbor for mental cruelty and the infliction of murderous intent because he says he feels like killing the dogs. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. We have Steve Bozell, who is calling us from... Actually, we called you. You're out waiting to see a movie, right, Mr. Bozell? To see it with your daughter and your son?
That is correct, sir, yes.
And you believe that your neighbor's Afghan dogs are trying to tunnel under your fence, and they have been staring at you, and generally, your neighbor's dogs are behaving in a very aggressive way.
That is correct.
Now, you know there's such a thing as animal control.
Well, I know about animal control, but I think this is a more serious situation. I called the Afghan Breeders of America because of my fear, and the person on the line didn't... I will tell you, the person on the line did not speak English very good.
The Afghan Breeders of America, the person on the line did not...
No, he did not. And I'm also afraid the dog bathroom they leave on the lawn could be full... I don't know if it's full of anthrax. I go out and mow the lawn, and next thing you know, if I have blood boils or something, so what's that about? So the dog bathroom that they leave on my lawn...
When you say the dog bathroom, you're talking about a dog crapping on your lawn?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Could have anthrax in it.
That is correct.
All right, let me go to Jeff on the Phil Henry Show. Jeff, go ahead.
I don't know what to say, man. This guy is just, he's nuts, man.
I'm nuts.
Yeah, you're nuts.
Sir, we're at war with Afghanistan right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not at war with Afghanistan. We're at war with terrorists.
Okay, but we're fighting in Afghanistan right now.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know if you know anything about dogs, but the Afghan hound is trained over there. And as a creature that can possibly, as you know, a lot of dogs can attack human beings.
What about pit bulls?
Pit bulls, too. Those are dangerous, too. But I'm saying the Afghan is a new kind of dog that people don't know about.
It's a new kind of dog people don't know about.
That's right. Yes, sir. Everybody knows about pit bulls. Everybody's ready to come down on a pit bull. What about an Afghan?
What about an Afghan? An Afghan didn't...
I just got done telling you the things looking at me and everything.
An Afghan didn't bomb the World Trade Center.
No, it did not. But it is trained by Afghanistan Taliban to be hostile. A pit bull...
What about the pit bulls trained by American morons all the time around this country?
Okay, have you ever seen a pit bull fly a plane into a building?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever seen an Afghan dog kill anybody?
I will tell you right now that an Afghan dog comes from Afghanistan, and no pit bull that I know about
So what?
First of all,
there's a lot of things come from Afghanistan that don't kill people. I don't understand the problem.
What comes from Afghanistan that don't kill nobody?
A lot of innocent people.
There are the Afghanistan people who are suffering.
I understand that. But the dog, everybody knows, can be trained by anybody to attack human beings.
By anybody, not just Afghanistan people. You need to get a grip, man.
No, wait a second. Afghan,
get
what
a grip,
that?
Man.
Afghan, what does that mean? Afghanistan. What are they doing right now? They're all terrorizing everybody.
They are all not terrorizing anybody. Well, there's a certain group of them terrorizing
there
people.
There are Al-Qaeda who are terrorizing people. Most of those Al-Qaeda guys are from Saudi Arabia using Afghanistan.
I have one name for you, sir. Timothy McVeigh. He was an American. He killed Americans.
Okay, I'll get around to him, but they already put him down, okay? They put him down like the dog he is. I agree with that 150,000,000%. But right now we got to deal with this Afghanistan deal. Now, what about the Afghan dogs that are tunneling under my fence? See, you don't have much to say about that.
Because what you're saying doesn't make any sense.
I got two Afghans.
You have two dogs that are tunneling under your fence and staring at you.
That is correct.
I have a dog that belongs to me that stares at me all the time. Should I be scared of him?
And that doesn't make you paranoid.
He's a dog.
Well, let me ask you a question.
He's just a dog. He looks up to you. You're a human.
But these aren't my dogs. These belong to Roy Hutchins, who is a man that I am suing. And why are these dogs staring at me while I'm watching TV? Late at night.
You don't make any sense, man.
Hey, man, I explained the whole thing to you.
Well, what you explained is you've got two Afghan dogs that want to tunnel under a fence. Guess what? Dogs like to dig in the dirt.
I understand it.
And the second thing is like what this man said, dogs stare.
Why are they looking at me? Why aren't they looking at their
master?
Maybe
you look funny, man.
Okay, you want to get your jollies off, you want to get your cuties off, that's good.
It has nothing to do with me and my cuties and jollies.
No, you get your jokes off, that's okay, sir. I'm the one who has to live in fear.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're the guy that ran in and screamed that the Afghans are coming or something. You made your kids afraid. You said it.
No, Hutchins made my kids afraid.
Well, you ran into the house screaming about the Afghans tunneling under the fence. And you're suing your friend, okay? Have you tried talking to him? Have you tried?
I certainly did. I went over there. I told him that I didn't want his dog staring at me anymore. He told me to get off his property. Now, let me tell you something, both you gentlemen. Listen to this good. Guess who's living in tunnels and caves? The Taliban. Guess who's trying to tunnel underneath my fence? Afghan dogs.
Dogs.
Okay, so something clicked. Something clicked. They are related. They are related.
Something shorted. Nothing clicked.
Okay, get your cuties off. Any more?
I have a daughter waiting for Santa Claus to come down the chimney this winter. Should we be afraid of him, too?
No, because I'm going to let you in on something that you may not know. Santa Claus don't exist, but Afghan dogs do.
Afghan dogs do.
Afghan dogs
that are trained to kill you.
All right, Jeff.
God damn both of you.
Okay, watch that language.
Well, you're both making...
Just watch that language. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Kathy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Actually, Kathy, hold the line for just a minute. Let me move over here to Lou. Lou, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
They have lots of hair, just like the beards of the Taliban.
Phil,
yes, sir.
Is this guy just kidding around? This guy's got to be kidding.
Are you joking around?
How about doing what, sir?
Are you joking with us?
You got to be.
Mr. Hendry, I filed a lawsuit. I filed a lawsuit in the district court in Riverside County, California. Do you think I'm joking?
Fantastic. You know what's going to happen when you go to court? They're going to laugh at you. They're going to come after you with a net and put it over you.
Are you saying that I'm nuts?
You better believe you're nuts.
How do you figure I'm nuts after
I've said
everything?
Because you know nothing about the dogs. You come out with stupid, stupid statements that it just comes from ignorance. Hey, let me tell you something. The dogs are pretty dumb. The only one that's dumber than the dogs is you. The dogs are climbing. Come on, you got to be kidding.
I'm trying to say that you're not kidding. The last guy calls up this program, gets his cuties off. Now you're getting your jollies
off. No.
Okay?
I'm telling you the truth. I'm trying to help you.
How can a man be stupider than a dog?
I'm trying to help you.
How can a man?
You go to court and you start giving that thing, they're going to put a blanket over you.
I mean, Steve, seriously, the judge may have you remanded for some kind of a psychiatric evaluation.
You better
believe it. Okay, all right.
So
in other words, a man.
These are the meekest dogs in the world.
What are?
Afghans are the meekest dogs in the world.
Let me tell you what the Bible says.
They stare at you. What do you want them to do?
Let me tell you what the Bible says. The meek
inherit
the earth.
You know what?
Man.
Listen, forget
That's
about the Bible.
That's called worldwide global revolution.
I think you're nuts.
I think you really need psychiatric help. All right,
you're scared of your kids and you're scared of your wife. Come on, why don't you be a man?
That's the worst part.
Let me ask both you guys something. If I'm nuts, why
you're
is
nuts.
That thing staring at me while I'm watching TV?
You're nuts. You know why?
Why is it staring at me?
Because it's never seen anybody that's stupider than they are. That's why it's looking at you. It can't believe that
somebody
like you is walking up on two legs. That's why it's staring. It can't believe it.
Mr. Anderson,
you
ought
to go and you
ought
to find
well, I mean,
out.
The guy
find
is...
out about the dogs.
Okay.
Look, this is so ridiculous. I can't believe that you're really talking that way.
Sir, a cat will stare at you, and I don't like it, but I know cats stare. Because they're rude. They're rude, and everybody knows a cat's rude as hell. But a dog is not rude.
Do yourself a favor and your kids, and go have your head checked out because you know you're talking from your rear end.
Look, cats stare. Cats are not rude. Cats just stare.
Cats are the rudest GD things I've ever seen. Oh, yeah, look at him laugh. You make love to your wife, or you do anything like that, a cat will get up on the bed and stare at you.
You know why?
What?
Because it's taking pictures.
Okay. You could both go straight to hell.
Hey, you know what?
No, he hung up. He hung up on us.
Well, that's good. I mean, this guy is...
You ready for that?
This guy is... I mean...
Well, first of all, he's talking about how rude...
Afghans.
Huh?
My wife raised Afghans for
about 10 years. Yeah.
They are the meekest dogs the sweetest and the meekest dogs around. Just because they have an Afghan name, the Taliban... I really... couldn't believe that I thought this guy was part of your
The guy's talking about the Taliban training them.
Afghans have been around
longer than the Taliban.
You're right. You better believe it. You believe it.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a minute. The guy called back? Put him up. Yes, sir?
So it's supposed to be some kind of a joke that I can't perform sexually when a cat's watching. Is that it?
Yeah, you're a joke.
No, sir.
I listen to the comments of both you gentlemen,
and if you both want to be named in my lawsuit, I can certainly punish you.
What are you, a jerk? You know what? Go to court.
Name you in a lawsuit for saying I'm some kind of a nutcase.
And they're going to laugh you out of town.
And I can't get it up when a cat's looking at me.
Don't bring your wife and
hung up again.
To court because you're going to embarrass them.
He hung up again.
Okay.
All right, Luke. Thank you for your call.
Unbelievable.
It's nice. It's a great world.
I can't get it up when a cat's watching. You know what? Neither can I. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And the preceding bit there with Steve Bozell, the voice of Steve Bozell, was performed by me, and I performed me, and the people that called in thought that he was a real nut with a problem with Afghan hounds. I got to be honest with you, I didn't think that bit would fly, but it was pretty good. The guy is worried about the Afghan staring at him. I just love the idea of some guy having a problem because a pet or a dog or a cat staring at him. By the way, is Philadelphia still with us? Are they running the Sixers tonight? What's going on with Philadelphia, man? First hour of the show, we had tons of calls from our great friends there in Pennsylvania, and the next thing you know, they're just gone. Are they running some basketball tonight? I know they carry the Phillies on our Philadelphia station. I don't know whether they run the Sixers or whether this, you know, this anything else like college or something, whatever. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. By the way, tonight at 9 o'clock, AbFab, I know you don't know what it is, but it's a really funny show from Britain. You got to watch it. It's about these two women that pop too many pills. It's really pretty hysterical, huh? Comedy Central tonight at 9 o'clock. Who are the two actresses on that show, Janice? Joanna Lumley and Jennifer Saunders. And, you know, I'm watching the ad. They had bus boards up for them in New York. And basically it said, sin is in, sweetie, which is kind of their thing. Just imagine a couple of baby boomer women who are now in their 40s, and they're not hippies going off to, they're not sort of self-indulgent suburbanite kids going off to the rock concert. Now they're 40-something, champagne-swilling, cigarette-smoking advertising executives. And they also sponsor fashion shows occasionally, and they're always running around trying to make the lives of their daughters better by turning them on to sexy men. It's like Sex and the City meets what? South Park, yeah. It's like Sex and the City meeting South Park. It is funnier than hell. And these are two of the funniest women that I've ever seen on television. And not only that, the one they did, what was it, two seasons ago, where they went off to their what they thought was going to be a chalet in France. It turns out they were staying in, like, the caretaker's cottage, and they were too drunk and stupid to know it until the end of the show. It's awesome. It's truly beautiful. Oh, look at this. Here's a Philadelphia person. Marlena, hi.
Oh, hi, Mr. Henry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Fine. I'm just real nervous because, you know.
You don't have to be. It's just you and me here, kid.
And just several people.
You and me and just several people.
Mr. Henry, I'm nervous because I know you usually sometimes joke with your callers. No.
I won't joke with you. I just want to know. You're in Philadelphia tonight?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, because we had this spate of marvelous calls from Philly in the first hour, and then they sort of dried up in the second hour. So I just kind of clocked the audience that way, Marlena. That's all. And how are things in Philly tonight?
Great. Terrific. You know, really great.
Great city.
Just listening to you, just want to let you know that it has been uninterrupted.
Oh, great.
From what
okay.
I understand. And no games, thank God. And I'm glad because, believe it or not, people in Philly would rather listen to you than some boring baseball.
Well, I know the Phillies did pretty good this year, didn't they? I remember when the Phillies were doing well, I was thinking, oh, boy, you know, everybody's going to hate to hear me come back.
Mr. Henry, I don't think they've done well since 1980. No, I'm just kidding.
Really? Well, they had a good season this year, I think. Yeah, 80
Somewhat.
Was a good year. 80 was a good year.
Somewhat. Let's put it this way. We have better hope for the Flyers than anyone else.
Awesome. Okay. I'm looking forward to hockey season, even though personally I hate the game. But I wish the Sixers, not the Sixers, excuse me, I wish the Flyers well.
Mr. Henry, thank you. Your show is awesome.
Thanks, Marlena, for calling.
And believe it or not, yes, we do get it here, and
awesome.
Most of the time uninterrupted.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thanks, Marlena.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a polite person. Yeah, we did very well in Philadelphia this summer, did well in L.A. There's a few other hot spots that they tell me about, but they haven't. So anyway, oh, yeah, you did really good this summer, book all over. Well, like where? We'll have to find the numbers someplace. Here is Lewis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Lewis.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good,
from
man.
Miami. Hey, we missed you down here, man.
Well, I'm here. Here I am.
Yeah, you left us stuck here with Neil, man.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah,
when's that
time,
contract
anyway?
That he's going to run out?
What's Phil, up? Commenting on the 587, you know it's BS. They're not going to tell us the truth. Let's face it. Veterans Day, American Airlines, New York City. Come on.
Yeah, but all of
they're
that baloney, that you, coincidental
they're
gonna, baloney.
They're going to dupe this whole thing.
Well, let me ask you, what about this crash makes you think it was a terrorist?
Well, what doesn't make me that it wasn't? I mean,
first of all,
well,
we've seen millions of planes with engines fall off. Every time, the aviation specialists will tell you that a plane is most at its susceptible for crash when it's taking off. I mean, this has been a common thing over the history of aviation, planes crashing when they take off,
Phil,
especially an engine failure on takeoff.
Phil, granted, but again, I base the whole thing. Veterans Day, American Airlines,
New York
City.
Everybody's into this. This is like the internet, you know, Veterans Day, 9/11, and it has the same number of letters in it as asshole, and terrorist is the same number of letters in it as butthole, and all of this stuff adds up to what? It adds up to, you can find anything in anything. Hey, let me ask you this. How come it was a day after the two-month anniversary?
2 days later, yeah. Well,
no, it was November 12th.
But still, I'm telling you, weigh it out.
How come?
Think about it. If, let's say it is terrorists, you think they're really going to scare the crap out of everybody now again?
How'd they do it?
And say, here we are again?
How'd they do it?
They do it? I don't know.
Yeah. Everybody's got a whole lot of I don't know, but they just want to believe that it's a terrorist. It wasn't, my man. It was just an engine falling off of a plane. It was just as simple and as tragic and as horrible and as non-terrorist related as that. An engine malfunctioned, fell off the plane, and the poor pilot could, you know, trying, I'm sure, as best as he could to avoid hitting any private property or any homes with people in them. I'm sure he struggled with that thing as best he could. But when an engine falls off and you're only I don't know how many feet up off the ground he was. He had enough time to dump fuel. This is a professional trying his best to do what he could. He had a massive engine failure. He saw fire. He started dumping fuel. He lost the engine. He lost control of the plane. Now, you're going to have to come up with something better than, it was 9/11 and 2 days after, Mickey Mouse farted, and that is significant because the terrorists eat mouse, not mouse, but rat, but it's the same. All of that internet stuff. Load of hooey, man. Glenn, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Glenn.
Hey, Phil, I'm listening to you down here, Philly.
Oh, beautiful, okay.
I think it's pretty cool. I didn't get a chance to listen to you before. I just come out from Chicago area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We were on in Chicago, too. Had a five share. Then they put on Opie and Anthony, and then,
You're not on 89, are you, out there in Chicago?
No, I was on CKG.
Okay, well, used to listen to a lot of Roe and Gary.
Yeah, I know who they are, sure.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're daytime, though, you know.
All right, man. Good to have you there, brother. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Here is Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. I'm another Philadelphia caller.
Okay, so we're convinced. We're on in Philly tonight. Good. We had such a huge influx of Pennsylvania calls at the beginning of the show. I was wondering if they were the only station that was carrying us.
Yeah, well, we're out here, and I disagree with the other caller, the woman that called up. The rare woman that called up.
Yeah.
And she said that you're on most of the time, and it's just not true. They even play Temple basketball, which about three people listen to.
That's what I thought. I understood that they play some college hoops.
It's lame.
All right.
We love you.
Thanks, brother.
Okay, bro.
Bye. So, getting back to the plane. No, anyway, that's all I got to say about it. What more do you want to say? But like I said, the stuff that I was watching this morning was the news coverage and the panic that was going on. And then I listened to a little talk radio, and sure, true to form, there they were, just choking on it, wondering if this was it, if this was another huge event. See, all of this stuff about, well, now, it was, what did the guy say? It was Veterans Day, and it was the day after the 11th, and if you put the 11th together with the 12th, that comes to 23, and if you divide that in half, that's 11 and a half, and what does that mean? We don't know. But it must mean there's terrorists. Then I said, well, how did they do it? I don't know. They got a guy on the ground. He just loosened a few bolts on the... You know, people, don't go goofy on me, okay? Let's not get completely insane. Don't start talking like Steve Bozell thinking that the... You guys that are talking about some terrorist on the ground loosening the bolts on the engine are about as goofy as that guy who thought that the Afghan dogs are crawling under his fence. You think that he's nuts? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Listen to this. This morning, I get out of bed, and I go down, and I kiss my lovely wife, and I greet my lovely stepkids. And I go about the business of, we had some workmen in the house today. We're trying to get the house cleaned up. We got 20 people coming over for Thanksgiving. 20. And I'm the guy that's got to cook the birds. We stick them out on the barbecue. We rotisserie them. I hope it ain't raining that day, man. Anyway, what the hell? So what if it is? I'll cook them inside. I'll cook them outside. I don't give a crap about the rain. But anyway, so I get up, and Jesus, you know what? If there's one thing that happened to me, man. My socks, my kids steal my socks, my sons. I got three sons, and they all wear their black socks, or they all wear white socks, but they steal black socks like if they're going to church on Sunday, doing something like that. And since I met these guys, all of my socks have just dried right up. I came to the table. I moved into that house with tons and tons and tons of black socks. Tons of socks. These guys discovered my sock stash. So guess what I'm left with? And Janice saw it this morning when I walked into the office. She laughed herself sick. Look what I'm wearing, Craig. I'm wearing my wife's socks, basically. I'm wearing, what do you call these? They're squared, multicolored square socks, a square pattern of socks. It's plaid. I'm wearing plaid socks. Calico. I'm wearing calico plaid socks with a shirt that has, well, this is one of my favorite shirts. It's got like beer bottles on it. It's my favorite shirt. I got to run around wearing this because my boys took my socks. So this morning, there I am in a bedroom, like, GD this and GD that. So what's the problem? I says, I'm going to tell you something right now. Today, I'm going out and I'm buying socks, and I'm going to hide them. I'm going to get my socks. I'm going to hide my socks, and ain't no kid going to come in and take my socks. My wife's like laughing her ass off. She thinks it's a riot. You know what? She's right. Just the stupidest thing. And so now I'm trying to look, you know, I'm trying to at least dress coordinated. I come to work every day, whatever the hell, you know, whatever you put on. But for God's sake, I'm wearing black dress shoes. Why don't I wear some black socks with them? I got these stupid looking plaid calico socks. And then tomorrow I'm going to be wearing one of my wife's skirts, you know, with some riding breeches. Next thing, if I start wearing my wife's clothes, just don't say anything, okay, man? I'm like a Taliban woman, afraid to show my ankles with these things. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got this guy on Larry King. He says he interviewed bin Laden. He's the Pakistani journalist who interviewed bin Laden last week. And he said that bin Laden claims he has nuclear and chemical weapons and that he would not use them first. But if the United States used nuclear weapons first, then they would retaliate. Now, that's another one of those interesting little kinds of exchanges that I just find fascinating. So now bin Laden is saying that he has nuclear weapons, but he wouldn't use them unless we use ours first. And why did he say that? Because we're talking about using them. I don't think that guy's got nuclear weapons. I don't think that guy has a decent toilet to crap in, if you want my honest opinion. Here is Debbie. Hi, Debbie. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I can't believe I got you. I tried to call you from a payphone.
Oh, that's really...
Home and I got you.
That's great, calling a talk show from a payphone. That
no,
puts you
I
right in the mainstream of America.
Tried.
Well, good.
I tried.
Thank you.
I got you.
Yes, ma'am.
A couple things to say. You actually made my husband and my evening tonight in regards to the guy and the Afghan dogs.
There you go.
Unbelievable that somebody would even come up with that. He he's going to be laughed out of court.
Well, wait a minute, ma'am. That was me doing a voice.
That was you doing a voice?
Yes, ma'am.
Ron, did you catch that? My husband is shaking his head. He can't believe that you were doing a voice. We thought that was legit.
Yeah, man, that was me doing the voice of the character.
Well, very good.
How about that?
Very, very good. Well, I get some things for you then instead.
But then you're calling talk shows from payphones. Go ahead.
No, I'm home. I'm
all right,
home.
Good.
So, very much. In regards to the American, that everybody saying that that plane dumped fuel, he didn't have time to dump fuel. He was only 3 minutes in the air.
Well, what was the, yeah, that's right. That's right.
He was only 2,800 feet, too.
Well, what was this stuff that I was hearing? I did hear this reported, and it was reported by CNN, and I mentioned when I said that I'd seen it on CNN, you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
But they did have a small headline saying fuel dumped at sea. So thank you, CNN, once again, for that tight reporting that you do.
Well, Pataki was saying that, too, today. Oh, the guy, he was only 3 minutes in the air. He didn't have time.
Yeah, that I was thinking somebody said it was only like a minute and a half before they saw the plane actually have some fire. And I'm thinking, well, how much time does a guy have to dump fuel before he... And Rockaway Beach is just, what is it? It's like 3 miles away from JFK.
My husband, he grew up in that area. He flew small planes in that area. He knows that area. We were talking about the whole thing, and he's got a very strong aviation background in this. And he was saying, most likely, he said, Kennedy is known for bird strikes, or known for a lot of birds. And the fact that's interesting, too, is that that plane was in Miami the night before getting serviced.
Well, it also was on the ground for an extra 45 minutes to an hour, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was.
He does not know of that.
Yeah.
We don't know of that, but we know that it took off yesterday. It's been in all the Miami.
Every time, yeah, I know. Every time I take off of in an airplane, I'm fine flying, but every time I feel that baby powering up, I always, because I'm such a masochist, because I'm so, this is just the way my mind works, I always think, this is the time. If anything's going to go bad, it usually goes bad. Yeah, you're right.
Go bad anytime.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And it's just like this whole thing. I talked to my dad yesterday in Texas, and he says, okay, it's a month after the anniversary. I said, no, tomorrow is 2 months after the anniversary. I say, people said something was going to happen a month after. People said something was going to happen Halloween, 2 months after. People are going to read into it to whatever they're going to want.
Yeah, they're going to put in that 14 letters are in American Airlines, and that divided by 2 equals Osama bin Laden's rear end. And, oh, come on. I mean, we can find all kinds of... It was a plane crash. Tragic, horrible.
Most likely.
But it was a plane crash resulting from a problem. And we got to kind of wrap our minds around we have to wrap our minds around the reality. And thanks for calling, Debbie, that sometimes crap just happens. And as much as we'd like to read into it some mystical, mythical, wild Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter thing, I think Harry Potter did it. How about that? A plane crashed with how many days? 4 days before the Harry Potter movie comes out. And four is the number of times that Craig took a leak today. Then add that to the number of times that I went. Now you got yourself a real conspiracy. Jesus, come on, people. Let's get a grip. Otherwise, I'm going to throw all of you into the same basket with that nutcase that thinks the Afghans are staring at him. Oh, Lord. Anyway, I it's just a hobby of mine, man. I love to look at things and kind of dissect them. And I'm listening to this nutcase, this Pakistani saying, Bin Laden says he has nuclear weapons and he'll use them if we use our nuclear weapons first. Bin Laden's nervous that we have nuclear weapons and that we have threatened to just freaking turn him and everything that he touches into an oil slick. And so what's he going to say? Well, I got them too, so if you use them, I'm going to use mine. Oh, horse crap. If that nutcase had him, he would have used them by now. And that, my friends, is that. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.